office of one of Texas' most respected veterinarians. Something extraordinary has been happening. Dr. John Wood has been treating and curing animals with chronic diseases and terminal conditions by using Psi Plus, an experimental non-surgical drug. Psi Plus is one of the products being developed by Medical Sciences Incorporated, a medical technology company founded by Calvin Taylor and Zane Blanton. Medical Sciences is developing Psi Plus and other products for commercial use. Its founders have successfully used the unique products to treat themselves and members of their families for the past 7 years. It was Medical Sciences President Zane Blanton who approached Dr. Wood to evaluate Psi Plus potential as a veterinary product after Blanton had used it to remove his own skin cancer. As past president of the Texas Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Wood was at first highly skeptical of the new products, leaving them on the shelf for several months before trying them.
We ran into a case or two of animals that we were treating that were to be euthanized or put to sleep, and so we decided that we would indeed see just how dangerous this compound was that he had, and we used it on one or two cases of cancer, various types of cancer, adenomas in dogs, and got some good results with it, and it kind of excited me a little bit. I thought, well, maybe this was coincidental, maybe these were indeed not adenomas, maybe they had been misdiagnosed by the pathologist, but one of my associates had a dog here that had been treated for an immunodeficiency disease. This dog had been treated, gosh, over the course of a year, year and a half, and the folks had finally just given up, and they said, look, we can't afford any more therapy. We want this dog put to sleep. And she had lost all her hair, had multiple weeping lesions on her. And so he decided that one Saturday afternoon late, I think, that he'd use this stuff in solution to put her to sleep. He gave it to her. She indeed had a reaction. Looked like she was gonna expire, and then recovered from the shock-like reaction she had. So he felt rather compassionate, even though she was gonna be euthanized. He decided he'd wait until Monday to do it, and he came back Monday, and she was markedly improved. And he called me in to look at her. He said, I want you to look at this. And I said, golly, what did you do over the weekend? Because he was on call that weekend. And he said, nothing except use that witchcraft medicine you've got. And I said, well, how did you use it? And he said, gosh, I just made a solution out of it and gave it to her. And so we started using this preparation topically on this dog with demodectic mange, which had been treated for the mange mites, had been treated with antibiotics, but because of the dog's immunodeficiency, the dog had not been able to respond. So we started using this this preparation compound topically, and I guess the end of the story is that the dog some 6 months later has got a full coat of hair. She's healthy as she can be, and she just feels great. You know, we saw some remarkable changes with it, and we have nothing to attribute it to other than the fact that her immune system responded to some sort of stimulant. So we started looking at this. Zane had posed that this compound might remove cancer. After using it on a number of animals since then, we've drawn the conclusion that we don't think it removes cancer. We don't think it is a drug that affects the cancer per se. I think, my personal opinion, and I'm not an immunologist, but my personal opinion is that this may be a cell-mediated immunity, that it stimulates an immune response in the animal's body And the animal then is able to reject whatever that antigen or virus or whatever the causative agent is, and on its own. And that's why these tumors peel out and leave very little scar tissue. That's why the dogs that we have treated with demodectic manes, the ones that don't respond to routine treatment, that's why these dogs seem to respond. We think it stimulates their immune response. How this happens, I don't know for sure. And that's one of the things I'd sure like to know. But we definitely see we see some exciting things with it. We've used it in keratoconjunctivitis, or an inflammation of the eye in large animals. The problem with large animals is a treatment. You treat them, and most of our drugs require that they be treated more than once a day. And that makes it difficult to handle a lot of them, some of them because they're fractious, and some of them because you just have to capture them more than once a day. We found with the solution of this preparation that sprayed in the eye with keratoconjunctivitis, one, two at the most applications has cleared up 100% of the cases that we've used it on. We know that this drug is not a... It's not a panacea. It's not going to cure everything. But it has done some of the most exciting things in the response that we've seen to those diseases and disease processes that heretofore we've not had any treatment for. So we're really excited about what the potential is on it. It may be the neatest thing since sliced bread. The thing that has excited us most is, like I said, we got a condition in horses called fistula of the withers, which some get well irregardless of what you do to them, and some never get well irregardless of what all is done. And we had one of these cases that had been treated with all the recommended therapies. We turned him out in pasture to forget about him and hope that it would just kind of go away, and it didn't. All it did was get worse. He'd been cultured positive for brucellosis, and we decided that at Zane's insistence that we try this. We got the owner's permission to pack this draining wound on this horse's shoulder with this compound. And when we did, the thing blew up as big as a watermelon and looked like it was, his whole shoulder was going to fall off. Then it began to go down. The drainage got continually less. In 90 days time, it was completely closed over, and in something like 4 months time, he's well. He has no problems whatsoever. And this horse has been doing this for years, and we had not been able to do anything with it. So here again, we stimulated some kind of response in that animal's body. Fistula of the withers is something that's given all of us in, a large animal practice a problem. Demodectic mange is one of those immunodeficiency diseases that is caused by mange mite, and the mite is not all that hard to kill, but the animal's body apparently has no immune response to bacterial invasion and things of this sort, so they develop a weeping, moist bacterial dermatitis, and it's just a chronic thing. It's over and over and over again that you end up treating them. They lose all their hair. They get infected with every kind of bacteria that comes along, and they become chronic problems. They have to be put to sleep. This is the case that I was telling you about that we use this on, and we're using it on another one right now. This animal had been treated at another clinic with the accepted means of treatment, and the dog, as people told us, the dog had gotten better and gotten worse and gotten better and gotten worse. We started him with this preparation topically, and in just a matter of 3 days he's looking better, and he's been coming back in once a week since that time, about five weeks now, and he looks 100% better. He will probably, he's got new hair growing, and he's not draining like he used to some sort of immunodeficiency or a break in the immune system in the body. We think this may be where it's most beneficial. Maybe that's what happens when cancer invasion takes place. You know, the cancer cells multiply so fast that they override the body.